Now look at the second letter in this case, the one that looks like it's in code. That's because it is, with a contemporary interlinear translation into Latin, and it clearly was not intended to be read by anyone unsympathetic to the king's aims. The letter is from Peter Vanus, an English diplomat sent to Rome to induce the Pope to declare Henry and Catherine's marriage void. And through it, we can learn much about Henry's tactics in dealing with the Pope. Here, Vanus reports to Cardinal Wolsey on the results of his interviews with the Pope, who declared that he would pronounce nothing in this matter that would annoy the Holy Roman Emperor, who happened to be Catherine of Aragon's nephew. According to Vanus, the Pope, looking up to the heavens, began to lament his misfortunes and to swear with God as his witness that he knew that it was his unhappy fate that he would have to deal with princes as if they were enemies, though not by his fault. And then, breaking into tears, he said that he would endure just about any calamity that God would inflict on him. Further, the envoy reported that he had learned that the Pope would take no definitive action in the royal cause that had not been approved by his advisors. I asked whether he should tempt the papal counselors with a bribe or with some proposal so that we could have them on our side. The answer was that it would not be wise. If our promises were made known, our cause could be harmed. To obtain his divorce, Henry would surely have to find a method other than gaining the approval of the Pope.